సప్తదశ పరిచయం చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ 34 32
তবে প্রভু শ্রীবাসের রুই নিরঙ্কর রাত্রি সংকীর্তন কইল এক সম্বৎসর
গৃহে নিরন্তর রাত্রে সংকীর্তন কইল এক সম্বৎসর শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু রেগুলারলি লেড কংগ্রিগেশনাল চ্যান্টিং অফ হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র ইন দ্য হাউস অফ শ্রীবাস ঠাকুর এভরি নাইট ফর ওয়ান ফুল ইয়ার সপাট দিয়া কীর্তন করে পরম আবেশে পাশণ্ডি হাসিতে আইসে না পায় প্রবেশে. This ecstatic chanting was performed with the doors closed so that non-believers who came to make fun could not gain entrance. purport by Srila Prabhupada. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is open to everyone. But sometimes non-believers come to disturb the ceremony of chanting. It is indicated herein. Hey, I speak. Huh? Why are sleeping? There no sleep at last night? Huh? No sleep? What were you doing? Huh? Huh? Nonsense. Is the whole night you wake out then? Then you are from sleep. No, he has gone to the sea to extinguish fire. She was in fire. He went to sea to extinguish fire, taking a sieve, just sprinkle water. You understand? All night out. Isn't it? Are you doing like that? Fool. She was in fire. She went to extinguish fire. Taking a seed in his hand to, for what? And to extinguish fire. Such a fool. Therefore she had no sleep last night. Sleeping here in this class, Chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is open for everyone. But sometimes non-believers come to disturb the ceremony of chanting. It is indicated herein that under such circumstances, temple doors should be closed. Only bona fide chanters should be admitted. Most important, bona fide chanters. Others should not. It is very significant. But when there is large-scale congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we keep our temples for everyone to join. And by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this policy has given good results. Yes. Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Kirtana suni bahire tara joli puri mare. Srivasre dukha dite nana jukti kare. Thus the non-believers are most burnt to ashes, died in envy. Yes, let the envious people die. Yes. Let them die. Let them burn to ashes because of the fire produced out of envy. Yes. Let them burn to ashes. Yes. There is no place of envious people in Mahaprabhu Sankirtana movement. Yes. No place of envious people. Those who will develop envy, they will be burnt to ashes. The fire produced out of envy. Yes. Mahaprabhu will do that thing, I think so. To retaliate, they planned various ways to give trouble to Srivast Thakur. Then one incident will be cited here. All right. Tave Prabhu Srivastra Guhe Nirantaro Ratve Sankirtana Kaila Ekasambhasara Dirgho Ekavarsa Dhari Yaro Dhana Sampada
Yaro
Study, not primary study, not study in secondary stage or study in degree stage. It's postgraduate study. Huh? You understand? This is not meant for ordinary students. Those who are students of postgraduate class meant for them. Huh? I don't know how many are there. Is there any student? In postgraduate class? Huh? Any student there? So, who can understand it? That's my question. Nobody can understand. Because all students are either primary class or pre-primary class. Isn't it? Pre-primary or primary. Isn't it? How can they understand Satan Sardana? Which is postgraduate study. Huh? This is my in-law. Huh? This is my in-law. Isn't it? Yes. I have gotten such students. Huh? I'm a fool. I'm going to teach them the courses of postgraduate study. Isn't it? I am a fool? Yes? No? He says no. Why? Why? I have no students. I am not a teacher. I have no students. So whom shall I teach? Yeah. This is postgraduate study. Huh? So no students are there, so whom shall I teach? So, here it says, কপাটো দিয়া কীর্তন করে পরম আবেশে পাশন্ডি হাসিতে আইসে না পায় প্রবেশে দ্য স্ট্যাটিক চ্যান্টিং ওয়াজ পারফর্ম ডোরস ক্লোজড সো দ্যাট নন বিলিভার্স হু কেম মেক ফন টু গেন এন্ট্রান্স দিস ইজ মোস্ট সিগনিফিক্যান্ট দিস পরম আবেশে দিস ইজ সিগনিফিক্যান্ট পরম আবেশে মিন্স In English, Prabhupada has translated, very high in an ecstatic condition. This is Paramahavesha. Huh? Mahaprabhu's Kirtan is like that. Very high in an ecstatic condition. Huh? Ecstatic chanting. And who are allowed to take part? Prabhupada in his purport says, only bona fide chanters. Huh? Only bona fide chanters should be admitted, others should not. Who are bona fide chanters? Is there bona fide chanter anybody here? Patranath? No? Then what Patranathra chanting doing you are? What do you mean by bona fide chanter? Huh? What do you mean by that? Who can utter pure name? Who can test nectarian mellow emanating from pure name, prema-nama? You understand? Name has an adjective to it. This is prema-nama saṅkīrtana. Understand my language? It's not mere nam saṅkīrtana. This is prema-nama saṅkīrtana. There is an adjective. Adjective to nama, prema. Prema is adjective here. So, those who can utter, do prema-nama saṅkīrtana, they are bona fide chanters. Huh? Only they are admitted, others are not. The Mahāprabhu was admitting such chanters, the bona fide chanters, Those kind of pranam sankirtan. Others are not admitted. Therefore, doors are closed. When he started, when Mahaprabhu started Nam Sankirtan returning from Gaya, because he met his guru, Sivadi Swarpuri, there in Gaya, and he was initiated by him, coming back from Gaya, he started his mission, for which he had appeared here. What is his mission? That is the mission.
To give Krishna
prema, do you understand? Nama Mahavadam Nyaya Krishna prema prayate. Krishna ya Krishna Chaitana namne Gaura Puishena. Isn't it? This is pranam mantra to Gaura. Rupa Goswami has taught us. When you say pranam to Gaura, you should utter this mantra. Nama Mahavadam Nyaya Krishna prema prayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanyam Nigaura Krishna. Is most munificent incarnation because he gives Krishna prema. Nobody gives Krishna prema. No avatar gives. Even when Krishna comes in his own soul, he never gives. He keeps it hidden. But when Krishna comes in the form of Gaura, he distributes it one and all indiscriminately, isn't it? Siddhware Atanare. Kirtana Sanchare is meant somewhere. Siddhare Atanale Kirtana Sanchare Nama Prema Malaganti Parayila Savare. Isn't it? You have found out? This is mentioned inside in the Tara. Say, Siddhare Atanale Kirtana Sanchare Nama Prema Malaganti Parayila Savare.
Thus he spread kirtan even among the untouchables. He wove a wreath of the holy name and frame,
yes,
with which he garlanded the entire material world.
He made a wreath. What is that?
He wove a wreath of
the holy name. He wove a wreath. Yes?
Of the holy name.
Of the holy name
and prema.
Prema. Name and prema woven together. Made a garland. That is Nama Prema Mala. You understand? This is like Mala. Nama and Prema. Holy name and Prema woven together, that is Nama Prema Mala. Gauranga Mahaprabhu made such garland and
with which he garlanded the entire material world.
And garlanded entire material world. Are you garlanded? Mathurana? Are you garlanded? No. He's not garlanded. Entire world is garlanded. Why you are accepted? You are not within the world? Entire world is garlanded. Mahaprabhu, nam prem mala. But he was accepted. Mathurana, why you are accepted? When Mahaprabhu was garlanding everyone in this material world, where were you at that time? You are sleeping? Oh, you are sleeping at that time, not waking. You are not awakened, you are sleeping. So one will sleep, he will lose his self. Yes, because sleeping, isn't it? One will sleep, he will lose his self. Now self is giving, distributed. If you sleep, then you lose your self. Finished. Such a fool, So, this is what you should understand, nam prema mala. Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Rasarada Krishna and Mahabhava Vairabha. Understand my language? No. We cannot understand. That's the whole problem or difficulty. Huh? Cannot understand my language? Huh? How can you be my student? You cannot understand my language? Bolo! Huh? I'm speaking English, Baba. Do you think I'm speaking some other language? Huh? I'm not speaking other language, I'm speaking English. You know Mahaprabhu? Who is he? Krishna and Radha combined together. I said that thing. Then why to say you are not speaking English? I said the same thing. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Rasarada Krishna and Mahabhava Mahi Radha. All right? Krishna is Rasarada, Srungara Rasarada. What language is it? He said, what language is it? Srungara Rasarada. Hey, what is English? Srungara Rasarada. Bolo. King of conjugal male. That is English, he said. So ask him. He'll say English, I don't know. Srungara Rasarada. Krishna is Srungara Rasarada. King of conjugal male. Radharani is Mahabhavamayi, Madanakya Mahabhavamayi. Personification of Mahabhava. These two combined together, Gaura. Alike? Understood now? Now, language is easy for you? Yes, don't forget this language. So, you'll find combination means union. So union is there. Radha and Krishna are combined together, so union is there. But Radharani is mood. What is her mood? Radharani always feels separation from Krishna. You understand? That is known as vipralamba bhava. Union in Sanskrit says sambhova. Vipralamba or viraha in Sanskrit says vipralamba. Separation, Sanskrit vipralamba. Do you understand? So Radharani always feels this separation from Krishna. Huh? So she is always crying in that mood. Feeling acute pang of separation from Krishna, that is vipralamba bhava. Do you understand? Union, Sanskrit, sambhoga, viraha, separation, in Sanskrit, vipralamba. Understand? So Gauranga is the combination of union and separation. Sambhoga and vipralamba. Two opposites. Understand? Because union is opposite to separation. In other words, in Sanskrit, sambhoga is opposite to vipralambha. So Mahaprabhu is a combination of both union and separation, then sambhoga and vipralambha. That means two opposites are there in one container. Understand my language? This is Gaura. Very deep tattva. Understand, Gaura Tattva is very, very deep tattva. Two opposites in one container. Union and separation. That is Gaura. So, when there is union, Radha and Krishna unite together, so there is some relishment of mela, isn't it? Milanananda, pleasure, They realize, but when there is separation, acute pang of separation, all cry. Radharani cries. Yes, and that is predominating. That bhava, the separation, acute pang of separation, the vipralam bhava is predominating. Radharava means vipralam bhava. So though there is union of two bhavas, Sambhoga and Vipralamba union and separation, but mood of separation is predominant. Radhabhava is predominant. So always crying. You understand? He's always crying. Radhani was always crying, feeling acute pang of separation from Krishna. Sunal Gaurava is always crying, feeling acute pang of separation from Krishna. Because it is Radhabhava. That is mentioned in Sintasana Bhadrila, 4th chapter. Radhikaro chistadeche uddhava darsane Radhikaro chistadeche uddhava darsane Ehi mato dosa prabhu Oye ratro dine, ehi mato dosa prabhu, oye ratro dine. Found out? No? Fourth chapter, Chaitanya Tantra Adi Lila, fourth chapter. You can find? Radhikar chesta deche uddhava darsane. Ehi mato dosa prabhu, oye ratro dine. When Uddhava came to Brajabhumi, hey! Why are you not ending? Nonsense. When Uddhava came to Brajabhumi, Krishna sent Uddhava from Mathura, go to Brajabhumi, Then saying, he gave message of love, send message of love to Uddhava, go, deliver it, console them. They are feeling acute of pain, of separation from me, they are dying. You understand? They are all dying. You understand? You go, deliver this message of love, console them. He sent his dear devotee Uddhava. When Uddhava came to Brajabhumi, he met Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mata, you understand? Then he went to Gopis, he met Gopis. Gopis are, and the chief of all gopis are Radharani. All gopis headed by Radharani. They are all feeling a cured kind of separation from Krishna. Always crying. Their body becomes skinny, do you understand? They have given up eating, sleeping. You understand? No sleep, no eat. Skinny, they are completely mad. After Krishna, any place they go and see Krishna Leelas come up. Yes, Krishna has done this thing here. He's always thinking of Krishna. This is Virabhava, the most flat form. You follow? Uddhava went there. Saw their condition. He couldn't speak anything. What shall I speak? They had such love for Krishna. Uddhava has no such love, no tinge of love at all. Uddhava was jnani bhakta. You understand? He is not premi bhakta, jnani bhakta. Jnan is there, prem is absent there. Because jnan is there, prem is absent. Jnan is dry, so prem is, what say, full of mellow. You understand? So, they spoke with them so many things. They said, oh, Uddhava, you have come from Krishna, isn't it? You are friend of Krishna, messenger of Krishna now. Dutta, come from Mathura. Your master is Krishna. He has sent you from Mathura to Brajbhumi. Oh, Uddhava, we have developed love towards your master. This is pure love. This is pure, spotless love. There is no tinge of other desire there, no tinge of lust there. You understand? We are not expecting any return from it. Such love we have developed. This is known as sadhya priti. Understand? Different language. Not English language. Sadhya priti. Sadhya sadhana means, sadhana English you say means, and sadhya end. Means and end. Do you understand? Sadhana sadhya. So, nam bhajan is sadhana. Do you understand? Means, sadhya, prema. Prema is sadhya. Do you understand? Understand language? Try to understand me, Baba. So we chant Hare Krishna for what purpose? To get prema, the end, the sadhya. Do you understand? If we cannot have it, then what is the value of this bhajan? What value? No value at all, useless. Similarly, they said this is sadhya priti. Because it's pure love, nothing else. We have no change of other desires at all. Do you think this is one-sided? And question of love comes, there are two sides, isn't it? Lover and beloved. Yes. Object of love and abode of love. Two sides are there. Krishna is the object of love. Gopi, treated by Radharani, they are abode of love. Two sides are there. Therefore, there is a reciprocation. Loving reciprocation. It's not one side. We develop love towards your master Krishna. And Krishna also develop love to us. It's not one sided. Two sides are there. But we have no desire, no other desire at all. We love Krishna and get this thing, no such desire we have. It's desireless. You understand? Ahetuki. Ahetuki. You understand? There is no hetu, no real cause at all. It's causeless. You follow? Then, you tell me. Oh, though you tell us. Why? In such love, that is causeless. Why such cheating came in it? Why he cheated us? Understand? We have no desire at all. You understand? It's pure love. We are not expecting anything, any return from him. That we love Krishna and get this thing? No, nothing. This is pure love, ahetuki, causeless. Why? Why such cheating came? Why? Tell us, Uddhava, oh, messenger from Krishna. They asked this question.
why we are now dying? Why you are feeling such acute pang of separation? It is a great heat, and we are dying. Tell us. You understand? So your master is such a great cheater? Pretender? Only you are pretending with us? We have heart. Where there is such pure love, there is no cheating. It's pure love. There is no question of separation. Yes. Then Uddhava, tell us, you are his friend, you are his messenger now. If you are a Rasikodama, understand my language? It's a different language. You think so, what different language came from? What do you say in English? Rasikodama. Anu enjoyed mellow, is Rasika. Test mellow, is Rasika. He's Rasika. Krishna is Rasika. Enjoys mellow. Srungara Rasarada, the king of conjugal mellow. So you are his sakha, his friend. So if you'd have been Rasika, then you can answer our question. But there are no Rasika, be Rasika, you cannot answer our question. All right? There's this question. We think you are a great pandit because Uddhava is disciple of Brihaspati, who is pandit. You understand? Pandit is disciple. So Uddhava is Jnani Bhakta, he is great pandit, but he is not Rasika. Jnana means dry, there is no mellow. So you cannot give answer to our question, therefore we understand you may be a scholar, great scholar, but you have no knowledge about Rasa Shastra. Understand me? Rasa Shastra. You are completely ignorant of it. On a big deal. They said this thing. All right, you Dhava, you hear? We are very much affected, distressed, because of this separation from your master, Krishna. But you are more distressed. Why such tension in this pure love, loving affairs? The love that has no cost. Why such pain? That gives us more pain. You understand my language? You understand something? All right. If you can understand, I'll think my preaching is successful. Otherwise, I'll think it's useless. Because in our love there is nothing artificiality. It's pure and quite natural. Why such separation came and tolerated? When there is some artificial love, it is expected there. Pure love, no artificiality, it's quite natural. Why such separation came? They ask this question. They follow. Then today, when this thing comes, then it is proved that this love is artificial. Yes, not pure. This proven. All people will think like that. When we are completely free from any fault, then so many faults will come to us. Therefore, the people of the world will never develop love towards Krishna at all. Yes, this thing will take place. This gives us too much pain. Yes. Krishna gives us to understand. Huh? Yes. What will be more painful than that? Tell us, Uddhava, tell us, tell us. Huh? Yes, feeling. Understand my language? You understand something? Something you understand. Huh? Tell us the wise thing to bless. Huh? Saying like this, huh? Their mind, their life, their body, all senses, huh? All the activities of all senses, huh? Completely filled with the thought of Krishna. You understand? Their mind, their body, their life, their heart, the activities of all senses, completely filled with Krishna, thought of Krishna. You understand? This is pure love. Huh? They become completely forgetful what is good, what is bad. Completely mad. Yes. Iti gopyo hi govinde gatvakukayamanasa krishna bhute samayato uddhave tekta lokika. 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Huh? Yeah. Hey Baba. No. Bank, complete bankrupt. Nothing. 10th canto, 47th chapter, 9th verse. Iti gopyo hi govinde gatvakukayamanasa krishna bhute samayato uddhave tekta lokika. Huh? They give up all their shyness of sin. You understand? They are completely mad now. They are completely forgetful of what is good or bad. So overwhelmed with the thought of Krishna there. Huh? Gatvakakayamanasa, their body, their mind, their speech. Everything overwhelmed. Thought of Krishna. Huh? Huh? Uddhava was a stranger there, newcomer, yes. But they forgot everything, he's a newcomer. How so? How can you act shamelessly before a newcomer? Huh? Because they forgot everything, became overwhelmed with the thought of Krishna. This is the result of Krishna prema. You follow? Then they cried, piteously cried. Ha Krishna, ha Bhradanatha, ha Gopi Vallava, ha Arthinasana. Huh? They were sitting now, they stood up, calling, O Krishna, O Master of Braja Bhumi, O Husband of Gopis, O Destroyer of the Distress of the Gopis. Huh? Calling like that, shouting like that, they stood up. You understand? They stood up. So at that time, they saw and looked at Mathura. You understand? Raising their hands, they are saying, O Brother Prana, life of the residents of Brother Bhumi, please come once and see the condition of Brother Bhumi. Huh? Understood? You understand something? Little? Huh? Then I can think my preaching is successful if Prana can understand. Yes, it says Mathurana, there are a lot of Mathura. Yes. From very childhood, we have developed love towards you. We don't know anything but you. Yes, from very childhood, we are all your own men. Yes? No? we are drowning in the ocean of lamentation, very deep ocean of unfathomable ocean of lamentation. Please come once to Brother Bhumi. Please give us your lotus feet. That is our life. Let us get life. Understand? Shouting. You understand? They are completely forgetful, all sin. Yes. Sukadeva Goswami, therefore, said, Tyakta Laukika. They are giving up all sin. Yes. They are always thinking of all the leelas, all conjugal loving leelas they have with Krishna, remembering that and describing that and singing that also. Doing that, they become completely mad or themselves of Brahmani. Then they sang. Gayantyo priya karmani rantyasyo gatahiya tasya sansmritya sansmritya dhani kaisora balyaya. 10th canto, 37th chapter, 10th verse. They say, remembering all kaisora lila, kaisora lila of Krishna and Brother Bhumi, remembering, giving up all shyness, all shame, they are crying, 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 and crying. Do you follow? Uddhava saw these things. He became amazed. And also he glorified himself. Yes, coming to Brother Bhumi, I have been glorified. My life has become glorified. In his own mind he is saying, Vande Nanda Vrajasrinam Tadarayenu Mabhikrasa Jasang Hari Kathad Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. He said it himself. I pay my obeisances at the lotus feet of gopis and damsels of Brahma Bhumi. I desire to get some dust from their lotus feet because the Krishna Gita, Krishna Lila Kahani, what they are singing, they all nice pastimes of Brahma Bhumi in Krishna, that purifies the three worlds. I want dust from their lotus feet and put on my head, that will be the ornament of my head. Yeah. If I can have it, then I'll think, my life has become successful. And my hard heart, teased with jnana, dry jnana, will be soaked with some mela. Then my life will become successful, I think so. He thought like that. You understand? Then he came to a kunja. He found out those verses in Sajjatana. Other three are there. Radhikara Bhavana. Bhamamaya Chishtahla, Pramamaya Bhavana. Atta hi kaila sara. All right. So, then the Uddhava came to a kunja where Radharani was lying there. Radharani is the embodiment of Krishna Viraha. You understand? What is this language? The separation of Krishna will assume a body, that is Radharani. Understand language? Try to understand my language. Cool. always saying, what is this, some liberal language. It's a long language. Yes. I teach a language also, right? Radharani is embodiment of Krishna Viraha. Understand? Huh? Embodiment of separation from Krishna. If separation from Krishna assumes a body, that is Radharani. Huh? Yes, that is Radharani. Huh? His eight intimate sakhis were all sitting there, surrounding her. Huh? She is lying on the ground. Huh? Do you follow? Now she was lying. Sakhi amche hima vapura sana obosho pani tole dhara tole sesa dasa dasa. Lying on the lap of a girl companion, sakhi, intimate sakhi, whole body is cold. Because no life, as if no life. Life gets out, the body becomes cold. Couldn't speak anything. You understand? It's dying condition. It's dying, completely, almost dying condition. Such condition. Very feeble voice coming out, saying to her girl companion, Sakhi, understand Sakhi? Sakhi means girl companion. Sakhi, what shall I say? This vichheda santapa, this acute pain of separation from Krishna, who is Gokulpati, what shall I say? Such acute pain of separation, such heat, vishlesa jannajvara, very high fever, 110 degree fever. Yes, 110 degree means man will die. Such high fever. Get thermometer, test it, you said 110, Baba. Such high fever, such heat. Such pain, more painful than very dreadful poison. God put a bees off. Garala grama the pikhevana is more unbearable than the falling of thunderbolt of Indra. Yes, such unbearable. Dambho lera pidusvaha. Such pain I am getting. Such pain vira suntapa. Acute pain of separation in every moment, piercing my heart, completely devastating my heart. You understand? Marmana dyabhinati sakhi. I cannot tolerate it. I cannot tolerate it anymore. I cannot tolerate it. I cannot tolerate it. I see there is no need of keeping this body alive. I see it. I want to give up this body immediately. Yes. Understand? Then kept herself mum for 1-2 moments. Then said, oh, Sakhi, death is not coming to me. Death is not coming to me. There is a great obstacle in the coming of death. Hey! Understand something? Only nodding head of understanding. Pretending, only pretending. Great pretender, Don't be a pretender. There is a great obstacle. Great hindrance, the coming of death to me, Radharani said. All right. All of a sudden, she looked at the sky and a crow is flying. You understand? secure his life. And he's going towards Mathura. Understand? Pointing out that crow, Ravana says, "Hey crow! Here, 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 here. Are you going to Mathura? Are you going to Mathura? Please hear me. Don't go anywhere else. Directly go to Mathura. Directly go to Mathura. There is King Mathura Natha, the Lord of Mathura, King of Mathura, is Krishna there. So meet him, Vandanantaram, pay obeisances to him, then Sandesha Bada, then deliver this message to him, whatever message I am giving to you, deliver him. All right? If some griha, understand griha? Griha, you understand griha? What is that? House. If one house is in fire, what is the first duty of the house master? Bolo. House is in fire. All of a sudden, fire is cut up. Fire. What is the first duty of the house master? Is a fool. Extinguish fire. Yes, that we can do, but first duty is what? All fools, all fools. They're all fools. First duty is, if some domestic animals are there, first release them. You may be burnt to us, let not be. Let not them be burnt. They have no house. They are no domestic animal. They have no such experience. This is the trouble with them. They are all wandering. All wandering. Wandering hippies. No fixed house. Yes. And no domestic animals. No Vedic system. Therefore you gave so many answers. Not befitting answers. Yes. Understand? The domestic animal is cow. You understand? The householder's domestic animal is cow. So first duty of the householder is to release the cow. Open the door, release him. Let her get out, let her not be burnt. So and this, my body is like a house. Yes. And this house is in fire now. Understand? Who has set up fire? He has set up fire in this house. Understand? Understand? No? He said no. Can't understand? Ravana said this body is a house. And this house is in fire now. And who has set up this fire? He. That means Krishna. He has set up fire. Tell him, O crow, tell him. My life is domestic animal, pasu, pran, pasu. He cannot get out now. Dag dhum prana pasu, sikhi viraha bhurinde madangalaya. Tenth kind of Bhagavatam says. What is the cause? Why that animal is not getting out? Why? The door is not open. Why the door is not open? A strong bolt there. Yes. There's a very strong bolt on the door. So, tell him, let him come and unbolt it, unbolt it, unbolt it. Understand me? Telling the crow. If you want to know what is that boat, this is what he has. When he left Brajabhumi, he told us, I'll come back. Not coming back. This is very strong boat. Understand me? So let him come and onboard it. This Asar Galam, only with this hope we are surviving. But it's not coming back, it's a strong boat. Said like that. This is Radharani's mood of feeling cute kind of separation from Krishna. Dying. His whole house is in fire, his body. And prana pasu, life is like domestic animal, is burning now. Couldn't get out. Very strong bolt at the door. Let him come and unbolt it. That will let him withdraw his words. You follow? Then, after some, kept us a mom, then said, looking at all his, all our dear girl companions, Astasakhi, eight intimate girl companions, Jamuna toti ni kore, keri kodam miramore, Jamuna toti ni kore, keri kodam miramore, more loye, chalalotorae, everything dry, no mellow at all, not so good mellow, Matra Nath. Radhani says, oh my dear girl companions, immediately take me to the bank of Jamuna, alive, put me underneath the kadamba tree there, keri kadamba tree there on the bank of Jamuna. Put me there. Immediately. Because that is my Kadamana and Keri Kadamba, they are my best friends. Do you understand? Antimera Bandhu. My friends are the end of my life. So, get some mud from Jamuna and smear whole body. You understand? Get some moth from Yamuna and smear my whole body. Smear it. Huh? So goodbye. After that, write Syam, 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 Syam. Whole body, then you write on it Syam, name of Syam. All right? Then get some Tulsi Manjari, understand Tulsi Manjari? Huh? And put on it. Because Nama Nami of Hinnam, name of Syam and Syam, not different. Put some Tulsi Manjari on it. Then all of you sit around me, huh? When my life breath, huh, will get out at that time, also, Hari! 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 Understand? So, Uddhava was just standing there, looking at everything, hearing everything. This is therefore said, Adhikar Chesta Diche Uddhava Darsane Ehi Mata Dasa Prabhur Hoi Ratri Vine. Then said, Radharani saw Uddhava, what? How she felt pain of cure pain of separation from Krishna, must a cure pain. This dying condition, she is going to die. That condition all is felt by Gauranga. You understand? Yes, that she said. Uddhava, looking, standing, gazing, open eye, dilated eye, hearing everything what Radharani was saying out of madness, that is various types of instant raving speech. Yes, from Urna. Uddhava could understand, yes, this must be Radhika. This must be Radhika. I have heard many times from my friend, Krishna. Yes. And when Krishna was sleeping, yes, with every breath, that name coming up, yes, every breath of Krishna, that name coming up, Radha, Radhe, 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 yes. I have heard of this thing in Mathura from my friend. This must definitely Radhika. You understand? You recognize that. You follow. So such condition, Gaura. Feeling such condition. That's the Krishna Dhamma said. Radhikara bhava deiche uddhava dasane sei bhave matta prabhu rahe rakte. Yeah? No? Yeah, hello?
Just as Radhika went mad at the sight of Uddhava, so Lord Chaitanya was obsessed day and night with the madness of separation.
Yes, day and night madness of separation. You can find his download. Then? Radhikar bhava murti prabhurantara sei bhave sukha dukha uthe nirantara.
The heart of Lord Chaitanya is the image of Sri Radhika's emotions.
The image of Radhika's emotion, heart of Satan, yes. Yes, then?
Thus feelings of pleasure and pain arise constantly therein.
That is. Same pleasure, pain of Radharani's heart. Sesarilaya Prabhu Krishna Virahon Mahada Bhamamaya Chastasada Prapamaya Vada.
The final portion of his pastimes, Lord Chaitanya was obsessed with the madness of separation from Lord Krishna.
Lord Krishna. With Krishna himself. It was madness of separation from Krishna. Because Radha Baba is the man. Yes.
He acted in erroneous ways. He talked deliriously. He acted in erroneous ways and talked deliriously.
Understand language? This language you understand very well. You cannot understand my language. So this is vipralamba bhava, feeling acute pain of separation. Do you understand? Vipralamba bhava. So Mahaprabhu is the same condition, same Vipralamba Bhava, feeling separation from Krishna because Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava, and crying. How? Kamoro prana napo murali vadana. But he is the Lord of my heart. Who is the Lord? Murali Bhavana. Krishna was flowed on his lips. Do you understand? Murali Bhavana. Kaha karo? Kaha paun rajan lagana? Where shall I do? Where shall I go? Where shall I find the son of Nanda Maharaj? Saying and crying. Kahar kahiva keva jane mor dukho, brajanna nanda bina phate mor dukho. To whom shall I tell this tale of woe? Is there anybody who can feel this pain? A cured bengal siparism, sudden bill pain I am feeling in my heart? Is there anybody? To whom I shall speak and tell this tale of all who can understand what the pain I am feeling in my heart. Brajendra Nandana Bina Phatim or Bhuko, my heart is pleading, pleading, pleading. Feeling the pangas separation from Brajendra Nandana Saram Nanda Maharaj. This is the Mahaprabhu saying and crying like that. Exactly like Radharani, you understand? So this is Virabhava. Pangs of separation, you understand? Acute pang of separation. Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Rasaraja, Krishna and Mahabhava Maitri Radha. But why is he in such acute pang of separation? Two are combined, that union is there, still why is it liberation? This question, Chaturtha sloka artha hi kailo sar. Yes, you have under that. Prema naam prasarite yehi avatar. Dui hetu avatari ilayam bhakta gana apane aswade prema naam sankirtana. Seidvare atanare sankirtana sanchare naam prema mara gunti parayila sarare.
Thus, with two intentions, the Lord appeared with his devotees to taste of the nectar of praying.
Taste the nectar of praying, yes.
The congregational chanting of the holy name.
Holy name.
Thus, he spread kirtan even among the untouchables. He wove a wreath of the holy name and praying.
Wove a wreath of holy name and praying, yes.
With which he garlanded the entire material world.
Except Matrana, isn't it? Yes, and there, except Matrana. Except Mark Garden. Yes, that.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to express his mind in this way. Where is the Lord of my life who is playing his flute? What shall I do now? Where should I go to find the son of Maharaj Nanda?
To whom shall I speak? Who can understand my disappointment? Without the son of Nanda Maharaj, my heart is broken.
Again, broken, complete, bleeding, bleeding, bleeding. Yes. Yes. So, Tiradavatong itagupta bitong so prema nama amrivamatsudaro apamaronjo bitodaro gauro kusnivan in the tongue of the gate. This is what? This is the prema. Is hidden treasure, gupta bito, not been given up till now. Do you understand? Not been given up till now. Now Gaura is distributing everybody, even most obstacles, palmers and nars. Yes. This is the hidden treasure of Golok Vrindavan. Gaura is now distributing here in the material world. How? By chanting his own name, Krishna Nama. Himself chants Prema Nama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Himself chants, it's not ordinary name, this is Prema Nama, understand? Name that gives Prema. He releases the mela and distributes it. So, how he was saved? Who? What is that word? Of the reed?
Go the reed.
How he of the reed of nama and prema? How he did it? And how he garlanded one and all? How it is possible? This is question. And you, this answer should be there. Hey! Understand something? Nama is sadhana. It means, understand language. Prema is sadhya, is end. Alright? Sadhana sadhya. Name is sadhana, means, and prema is sadhya, means an end. So how? These are woven together, means an end. And became mala, that line. This is the question. Naam pade, Krishna pade, prema upujoy. If you chant your name, you will develop Krishna prema. So chanting holy name is means and end is Krishna prema. Sadhana sadhana, sadhana sadhya, together. And a garland was made. How it is? Understand me? How it is? Question is there. How the means and end can be put together? How it will be possible? That is the question. What prema the Gauranga gives, do you think ordinary prema? No. This is the pure Krishna prema, but less, very, very high, highest platform. Someone is fortunate, gets this prema, he gets mukti. Do you understand? He has mukti, he feels that mukti. Yes. So, out of Krishna prema, brother prema is superior, better. And all brother prema, sakhya dasya, dasya, sakhya, vatsalya, madhurya, all brother prema, four types are there. So of these four types of brother prema, gopi prema is much better. and of gopi prem, then topmost is Radha prem. Understand? Topmost is Radha prem. This prem is hidden treasure, Sugupta Sampada. Sugupta Sampada. If someone is fortunate, can get this prem or Radha prem, oh, his desires are fulfilled, he achieves the supreme perfection of life. Understand? Srimam Nama and Nami. Name. Nama and Nami, understand? Understand? Nama, Nami. Understand? You understand? What's that? Nami? He cannot understand. He goes laughing. What do you say?
Possessor of the name.
Possessor of the name. Alright? Then you can understand now when I say Nami. Alright? No more English. So Nama and Nami, there is no difference. Is there a difference between Nama and Nami? No difference. So, Nam Sankir Bhadanera Madhya Sestha Navavidha Bhakti Krishna Prema Krishna Dite Dhare Mahasakti Tar Madhya Sarva Sestha Nam Sankirtan Atirat Mere Bhai Krishna Prema Dhana. Understand? Yes, read it.
Among the ways of executing devotional service, the nine prescribed methods are the best. For these processes have great potency to deliver Krishna and ecstatic love for Him.
Yes. Tārmadhyana sarva-sreṣṭha nāma saṅkīrtana atirātmire bhāya Krishna prema.
Of the nine processes of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses.
One chants pure name. In other words, yes. Offenseless man, yes.
One will very easily obtain the most valuable love of Godhead.
Definitely get Krishna prema. Alright? So, purpose is that if you can chant offenseless name, your name, then all your anarthas are immediately destroyed. Otherwise, anarthas will never be destroyed. Alive. So chant offenseless name, pure name, all your anarthas are immediately destroyed. Otherwise, cannot be destroyed. Then it becomes more condensed, more condensed, more condensed. Anartha nibruti, then comes nishtha. Understand? After anartha nibruti comes nishtha. Then comes ruchi, then comes asakti, then bhava, then prema. Last attainment is prema, that is sadhya, the end. So, through chanting Hare Krishna pure name, you'll attain one after another this, and at last you'll reach the topmost platform, that is platform prema, Krishna prema. When that prema becomes, then more than that, becomes more condensed, more condensed, more condensed. Then what will happen? Because sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava. Topmost platform is mahabhava. Understand? This is prema's development. Prema's development. Prema becomes more condensed, more condensed, more condensed. Sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava. All right? Understand me? You know all these things? Huh?
I know, all right, very good. You know something, yes. So, unnata ujjala rasa is the essence of prem bhakti. This is the tree of sadhya bhakti, that is madanakya mahabhava. What language it is? You understand something? You say you understand something. Mahabhava, you understand Mahabhava. Then comes madanakya mahabhava, modanakya mahabhava. Madanakya, these divisions are there. So, this is madanakya mahabhava. This is madanakya mahabhava mayi sadharani. You follow? So, question is, how it is that the sadhana bhakti nam sankirtana, this sadhana bhakti nam sankirtana, how Gaura whoop that garland with prema? You understand? And what is the skill behind it? And who knows all these things? Gaurangera duti padadarvana sampada sedane bhakati rasa. Those devotees know the skill, the tattva. Those have accepted the two lotus feet of Gauranga as their only wealth and asset. Understand? They know it. Gaura prema rasarna vese tarangi jivadubhe si radha madhavam tarana. Those devotees, premi bhaktas, they are always drowning in this ocean of Gaura prema. Gaura prema rasa, they know this thing. Others don't know it. They follow. Now Gauranga has come to give us this thing. This highest type of prema is Radha prema. Prema nama prasarite yavatar, apane aswade prema nama sankirtana. Siddhare atannare skirtana santare nama prema mala ganti parayila sadare. Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to propagate this prema nama, not ordinary nama. Propagate prema nama, prema nama prasarite. He himself tests the mela coming out from prema nama sankirtana. Siddhare atangale kirtana sansare nama prema mala ganti prayala sarare.
Thus he spread kirtan even among the untouchables. He wove a wreath of the holy name and frame with which he garlanded the entire material world.
Except my garden, isn't it? Garland the entire material world except my garden. You are sleeping at that time. No, Seya. Yes. If you sleep, you lose your seya. Don't sleep. Always keep yourself awakened. Then get the seya. All right? So, prema purusottama Gauranga is the father of prema nam sankirtana. So what nam sankirtana he does, that is prema nam sankirtana, not ordinary nam sankirtana. This is not included in sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti that constituted of sravana kirtan is not included in it. It is beyond that. Understand me? This prema nama sankirtan means you understand something? What is that? Sankirtan that?
Filled with prema.
Yes, prema.
Filled with prema.
Whose sankirtan is it? This is Sankirtan of Madanakya Mahavamo Isimati Radharani Sankirtan Baba. Radharani Madanakya Mahavamo Radharani does this Sankirtan. Understand me? Huh? Yes. This is Premanama Sankirtana. This is the essence of Prema Bhakti. This is the, hidden treasure of Golok Vrindavan. This Premanama Sankirtana. All right? Yes. No different between Nama and Nami. None different. So, Nama feels the acute pain of separation from Nami, isn't it? Understand my language? Yes. Nami is Krishna. So Srimati Radharani feels acute pain of separation from Nami Krishna. So, this Nam Sankirtana is soaked with Radharani's love, pure love. Therefore, Prem Nam Sankirtana, Param Sadhya, is the Sadhya end. The name himself is Nami. So, Sriman Nama, in this Premanama Sankirtana expresses or manifests his topmost murti that is filled with conjugal mellow. Understand me? So, those are Premiko Bhakta, Premi Bhaktas, they know this and they chant. They do Premanama Sankirtana, others cannot do. So chanting of Premanama, they offer this Prem Bhakti Mala, garland of Prem Bhakti, at the lotus feet of Sriman Nam. Understand? They do this Premanama Sankirtana, the dance of Radharani and the guidance of Radharani. When they feel the acute pang of separation from Nami, Krishna, at that time they chant this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. In this feeling of acute pang of separation, Vipralambhava, at that time they chant, thereby they decorate the Nam Murti with this garland. Understand my language? So, purport is that Abhinna Nami, Nami which is non-different from Nama. Do you understand? So, Gaura is Nami also, Krishna. None different from Nama. He chants Prem Nama Sankirtana. For this chanting, he tastes this Prem Rasa, mellow emanating, nectarian mellow emanating, is his conjugal love. Himself tastes it, and thereby he makes a garland of this Nam Prema and offers everybody. This is Nam Prem Mala. That means this Mala is woven through the thread of Prema, Prema Sutra. Because one thread is there. Therefore, this is all woven. Then when this Nama and Prema are woven together, what is the thread? Thread is prema. Do you follow?
Huh?
Thread is prema. Do you understand? Yes, thread is prema. That way, nama prema are ubuntu together. This is prema bhakti maha. And Gaura Hari, yes, thou wanted everybody except my Godhead. Nam prema. Understand? You are sleeping, so lust is there. Lust is there. No more sleeping. If chance comes, then you get your share. Otherwise, again you lose. So, Mahaprabhu is feeling the same feeling when Radharani was feeling second time of separation. With that feeling, you are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This Premanam Sankirtan, so this Premanam Sankirtan is putting this mala in our land. This thread is prema. It is not only nama prema mala, but also it is rasamayat mala. What is language? I don't know your language. You don't know my language. I don't know your language. Prema is the proof. Do you understand? So, in viraha dasa, that means in condition of separation, this mela of this prema phala is tested. Understand? So this nam prema mala is not only nam prema mala, but it is also that prema rasa that's being tested. So this is mala of whole mela. Rasamaya mala. Understand? Understand something? Little if you can, little understand, not wholly. This is rasamaya mala also. Prem bhakti is the essence of bhakti. Sar. So if we prepare a mala, garland of flowers, then one thread is required. Then it's the woven together. Similarly, when the question of for that nam prem mala comes, then thread is prema. Understand? Mala woven through the thread of prema. This is nam prem mala. So this is our japa mala. You understand? Japa mala, we are chanting mala. This is japa mala. You understand? This is the example of japa mala. That means you should chant this holy name, feeling actual pangs of separation from Krishna. Then that your chanting will be offenseless and pure name. Then that is japa mala. Understand to say. This is example is japa mala. This is most hidden topic there in Goloka. It was not given up till now. Now when Mahaprabhu came, he gave it. Goloka Premadhana Harinam Sankirtan. It doesn't belong to this material world. It belongs to Goloka, Vrindavan. Yes. So, nama and nami, name, you understand nama and nami? Means as well as end, means an end. Aswadhyo and they are non-different. Nama and nami non-different, means an end, non-different now. Aswadhyo, aswadha. Aswadha, aswadhyo, what do you say? Taste? tested. Test and tested. As far as, realist and realist. Yes. This is the English language alike. They are all non-different now. When it becomes non-different? In most ripened stage. Most ripened stage in Siddhadasa, it becomes non-different. Otherwise, in the beginning, there is difference. Understand my point? Siddhadasa, most ripened stage, this becomes non-different. Otherwise, there is difference. Karunaya. Because of this causeless mercy of Gaura, we can have it, otherwise we cannot have it. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is wonderfully merciful. This is completely impossible thing. Because of this wonderful mercy, causeless mercy of Gauranga is impossible, it becomes possible. The means and end becomes non-different, otherwise it is impossible. Sambhava and Vipralamba, union and separation, contained in one container, otherwise it is impossible. This is only Gauranga's mercy is required, otherwise you cannot understand this tattva, completely impossible. It cannot contain in one container, with the wonderful mercy, causeless mercy of Gauranga, then you can understand this tattva and you can have it also. Now, there will be no difference between sadhu, sadhya, and sadhana and sadhya. Means and end. Means the beginning, end is the last thing. How it will be non-different? How will be human together? Understand me? Where is the beginning, where is the end? Quite impossible. Impossible becomes possible because of the mercy of prema purushottama Gauranga. Otherwise, nobody can understand how he's woven together, how he garlanded everybody in this material world. And what is that prema nama sankirtana? It's all possible. So prema nama sankirtana. This is great festival, Premanam Sankirtan goes on, that great festival Golok Vrindavan, that festival descends here in this material world, when Mahaprabhu came down here, all his eternal associates came down here, they started Premanam Sankirtan, this festival going on there in Golok Vrindavan, descended here. Though, there is no difference between Nama and Nami. Still, Nama is more merciful than Nami. Understand, Madhurana? Nama is more merciful than Nami. Yes. This you should understand. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu has shown it, he has tested it, and he has distributed it. Because of this apar karuna wonderful mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this inundation, prema nama sankirtana brings an inundation, of prema, is flowed here in this material world. Darbhai is fulfilling his three desires to prema nama sankirtana alike. So this is why it is said, kapata diya kirtana kare paramaves pasandi khaside chaile aile na paaye praves. This ecstatic chanting, paramaves very high, an ecstatic condition, this chanting sankirtana performed, the doors closed, so that non-believers came to make a fun of it. Couldn't gain entrance. And Parpada Dattopopa says, only bona fide chanters should be admitted, others should not. Who can take part in Prem Nam Sankirtana? Who are bona fide chanters? Are you bona fide chanters? You are chanting a senseless name, pure name. They are bona fide chanters. They are admitted into the congregational party. Others are not. That doors are closed. In the congregation, assembly of such premi bhaktas, narrow premnam sankirtan will be possible. Otherwise, no possibility at all. Huh? Understand? This is the purpose here. Thank you very much. Prema purushottam gaura hari ki jai. Prema nam sankirtana radanaka gaura hari ki jai. Samaveta bhakta binda ki jai. Gaur pinanandi.
Yes. Mahaprabhu recommends we have the Abhiman of Trinada Pisa Nichena. He says if we do that, then we can always chant.
It is discussed.
So then we can understand that.
Understand that verse. Kaviraj Goswami says make a garland of these verses and put around your neck and do Hari Bhajan. Yes, we have discussed that yesterday.
So that humility comes from the feeling of separation from Krishna?
Unless you understand, unless you adopt this mood, you cannot do Premnam Sankirtan.
This is referring to Radharani, this Trinada Pisa Nichena verse.
That is Radharani's mood, Baba. This is
Radharani's mood. Where is it? Where am I saying? You said that we should make a garland of that. Kaviraj Goswami says we should make a garland and wear it around our neck. You said also there's a thread running through that garland. Is that
yes?
Is that the same thread that you're speaking about now?
No.
It's different subject. That's what I was asking about yesterday.
That is what garland? That says, that is garland of that horse.
That's the garland of
that horse. Yes. Prunada Vishnichina, Tadariva Saishna, Amanina Mandin, Kirtanya Sadari. Make the garland of this horse. It is the garland of, what is that? Nama Prema. Nama and Prema. That means means and. Garland of means and end. Sadhya, sadhana, sadhya, nama Prema. This is.
By making a garland of that verse?
No, that's separate. That's separate garland. And this is separate garland.
Because you said once you were going to tell us what that thread is, but you still haven't told us.
No.
So, Dhruma, the thread is Prem.
Yeah.
The garland is made of Nam.
And Prema.
And Prema.
Yes.
The Prema is the thread running through the garland.
And through the garland.
And the Gaurapriya Jana who's swimming in the Ocean of
Nam Prem.
Gaurasa? He's the one who's got the skill to thread that garland.
Yes, they know the skill how to make that garland.
The Gurmash are very expert garland maker.
I'm not expert garland maker. They are all Matajis, they are making all the garlands.
Are they making them properly? Are they making them properly?
They are. Trying. One day will come, they'll make it properly. Yes.
There's a difference between chanting ordinary nam and prema nam.
Yes.
And in those private kirtans.
That's what we say, Mahaprabhu's kirtan is still nam sankirtan. It's not said only nam sankirtan.
Huh? What's the difference then in the private kirtan, the way the devotees are dancing? What's the difference in the dancing of prema and the dancing of nam aparad? Because sometimes dancing is part of kirtan.
Yes.
So
dancing, crying, shedding tears, rolling on the ground. These are eight asta sattvic of bhava. Eight types of, let's say, ecstatic symptoms. Asru. Ulaka, Kampa, Vaivarnya, Swarabhanga, faltering voice, all these things are there. This is the symptom of prema. It's not artificial. Not artificial. No.
Well, if a person doesn't have the natural actual ecstatic symptoms, then how can you dance? How can you dance in kirtan?
Arey Baba, some dancers are dancing on the stage. How do they dance?
Just artificial display.
Yes, artificial display. Yes.
So if there's not a natural, genuine bhava, one shouldn't try to...
Yes. Many are like that, artificial. Only artificial display. Many are. So, yes. It's singing nicely, dancing nicely. You get a pollock. For that purpose is doing.
So what if someone, sometimes if you don't feel like dancing, someone may push you, you should jump, you should, you know, spin around. And
yes, white pussy. It's quite natural, white pussy. So natural, automatic, Baba. White pussy. That means artificial.
Rupa Goswami says in Bhagavad Samhita Sindhu that this dancing, even if we're not on that platform, is shadow attachment. Maybe you can comment on that, how that turns to praying.
Shadow attachment, yes. Abhas. You say nama, nama abhas. Yes, shadow means abhas.
The dancing as well.
Yes.
For the deity.
Some artificially do it. Yes, artificially they do it. And so off also some do to get a pallet. A pallet, huh?
Yes,
they also do it.
Hmm?
Yes. So many.
That's like same adoration distinction.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Name fem adoration, yes.
Maya kirtan.
They do.
Doing it to please the Guru is...
If you chant premanam, then it's all pleasing to Guru and Gauranga.
The dancing as well?
Yes, it's automatic. Mm. Not artificial, it's natural, automatic.
So, you don't feel like dancing if we dance?
So, we say, once we have sometimes to discuss, there are three types of kapatis. Dham kapati, bala kapati, prem kapati. Those are prem kapati, they are not double prem, but dancing. They are prem kapatis. Pretending that, the pretenders. Yes. Yes, I am so fame, I am dancing with fame. That's prem kapati. Three types of kapatis. What is it? Pretentious persons, pretenders. Three types of pretenders. Duplicious persons. Kapata. Kapatya deha.
Pretty much. So the living entities that were in present here 500 years ago when Mahaprabhu flooded the world with love of God, they could have been unmanifested in Mahavishnu's body?
Why?
And then they came later?
Why they were entering Mahavishnu's body? Those who have seen Mahaprabhu, those who have taken part in Mahaprabhu's kirtan, they will go to Mahaprabhu's dham, Baba.
I mean, us.
You are not present at that time. That the Vrindavan Das Thakur says, if he is a drunkard, madhyapa, who saw Mahaprabhu, was present when Mahaprabhu was manifesting Leela here, seen Mahaprabhu and was taken part in Mahaprabhu's Leela, nipa madhyapa, drunkard, I beg his dust. And from his feet. Yes, it's such a personal jiva.
Just to have, be able to have seen it.
Yes. Still, adyapi sehi lila kore guru rai. Kun kun bhagyavan dekhi bari paai. Still, Gauranga's lila is going on. Yes. Somebody bhagyavan, fortunate, if you have vision, he can see how Gauranga's lila is going on. Yes. Still, that lila is going on.
Yeah. Well, it seems that a few people other than Mark Godin didn't get that garland though. So, Mahaprabhu's garlanded the whole universe.
Yes.
Why have we missed out? What did we do?
He garlanded the whole world. Few exceptions. Like Mark Godin. Like Grant. Grand Pisa. You have citizens are there. They are sleeping. They lost their share. Yes, they are not awakened at the time.
So we're all getting honorary degrees to enter the postgraduate class.
Yes. If the Senate will decide it to award you honorary degree. This is only class, isn't it? We are opening a university now in Kolpa centennial period, huh? You follow? And then you take part in that, huh? Centennial period, are opening this club in varsity, huh? You take part, active part in there, then we'll think of awarding you honorary degree. Yes.
Harvard University.
Yes.
Thank you.